supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Our Milky Way is a spiral-shaped galaxy, or is it? Let's check the geometry on SkyTalk with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, I have my slide rule and protractor. What else is needed to make an accurate assessment?
Well, one of the things you're going to have to do is plot out the positions of certain stars in our galaxy to get a real sense of what the shape is. This is some work that's been done recently by astronomers at the National Astronomical Observatories of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and they've been able to determine something really interesting about our galaxy, and that is, instead of being just a flat disk shape, as we have assumed it to be, looking at other spiral galaxies around this region of space, they've been able to identify that it could be that our galaxy actually is wavy. Maybe a twisted S shape, they're thinking.
So to review, our solar system, for example, all the planets are pretty much on a plane.
Yes.
Our galaxy is pretty much on a plane, one of dozens that travel collectively as a unit. Is this to make it more aerodynamic?
We don't have to worry about aerodynamics. It doesn't really help with the shape. This is more related to how the inner disk of the galaxy rotates, and the motion of the inner disk of the galaxy seems to exert a torque or a twisting motion that's causing the external edges of our galaxy to change their shape a little bit. So imagine a flat disk that has a lip turned up on one end, and on the opposite end, a lip turned downwards.
We're describing a snapshot. Is it thought that our galaxy is evolving more toward this exaggerated shape?
Well, that's a great question, because we have to look at this over time or figure out a way to be able to ascertain how this process is evolving, or if it's evolving. I mean, it could be that these sort of twists are imparted to the galactic structure, and they stay there, and the galaxy rotates with them in place. But could it also possibly be that as the inner region of our galaxy rotates, that those flips kind of travel around the galaxy independent of the galaxy's rotation? All kinds of really interesting questions to ask about this proposal, reshaping our galaxy very slightly, but an interesting shape nonetheless.
I can see the headline, "Our galaxy's flipping out."
I think it's more like a wavy gravy situation to me.
Derek, let's come back to Earth and speculate what was in the water some 455 years ago.
Yeah, it's a great question, because in that year, 455 years ago, 1564, two very influential people were born. Actually, these two people, one might argue, have been some of the most influential people on Western society since that time. Any guesses as to who they might be?
Well, in the realm that we hold forth on, Galileo.
Yes, there you go. Galileo was one. He was during the Italian Renaissance. The other one was during the English Renaissance and was a prolific playwright.
A bard, you say?
A bard, I say, yes.
William Shakespeare.
That's the one. They were born the same year. Galileo was born on February the 15th. William Shakespeare is born on April the 26th.
Any sense that they knew of each other's work in real time?
That's a really good question. You would think that they are such big thinkers and having such a huge effect in their different realms that they might know each other.
Like through Twitter or...
Oh, Facebook or something like that? Well, guess what? There wasn't anything like that at the time. In fact, Galileo's works were only being published by this new method of printing of movable type that allowed his information to spread around the rest of Europe. That wasn't very old yet. So there wasn't really any way except for word of mouth or handwritten stuff. But there's no real evidence that the two of them ever knew each other or ever met, although some researchers speculate that perhaps Shakespeare was aware of Galileo's work because one of his good friends was an astronomer. That was Thomas Diggs. Thomas Diggs certainly had some idea of what was happening in that world of Galileo at the time, and perhaps he shared some of that information with Shakespeare. And as we look at Shakespeare's work, we can find that there are astronomical references throughout many of his works. Some of them even suggest the possibility that he has some inkling of Galileo's ideas about the way in which our solar system actually is structured.
Derek, in our remaining time, describe big goings-on early next week at the night skies at the observatory.
We have a really wonderful program coming up on Tuesday evening. It starts at 7 p.m. Astrophysicist, inventor, and co-host of the Science Channel's Outrageous Acts of Science and How the Universe Works, Dr. Hakeem Olusehi will be our guest speaker that evening. He's going to talk about some of the most perplexing paradoxes of the universe, the possibility of life on other planets, and why he believes that his unlikely personal path can inspire the next generation of scientists. He's a really dynamic, humorous, and wonderful presenter, and I encourage people to come out just to hear him speak and to ask him questions about outrageous acts of science.
And for those who merely have to step out of doors to gaze at the night sky, what's available this week?
We have great stuff to see in the night sky. If you're interested in the evening, we have Mars after sunset, still in the southwest, doing the job of holding things down over there. But it's accompanied by the major constellations of the winter sky. We put Orion in the middle of what we call the winter circle, 9 o'clock directly in the south, halfway up the sky. And we find the constellations Taurus, Canis Major, Canis Minor, Gemini, and Auriga, and circling Orion. So we have this great panoply that we can easily see. All of these constellations have bright stars that are easy to recognize. But if you're a morning person, guess what? We have this wonderful dance of the planets that's taking place over in the southeastern portion of the sky between 6 a.m. and 6:30, and that involves Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. Venus is the brightest one, the next brightest is Jupiter, and Saturn, down lower to the horizon, is making its way up slowly, but if you have a clear view of the eastern horizon, you can easily see all three.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.